Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Monday's here, the Monday after Championship Sunday, and what a Championship Sunday it was. Welcome in, Spencer on Sports, kicking things off here on KGYM for this final Monday of January. Just 2 days left here in the first month of 2023, and we're on to February. We'll start the week off right, talking sports with you here on the airwaves in Eastern Iowa. 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Talker text line wide open for you here this afternoon as we get you going. Start a brand new week. Talk NFL, take a look back on Championship Sunday, take a look ahead to the Super Bowl coming up in a couple weeks, just under 2 weeks away, February 12th out in Glendale, Arizona, home of the Arizona Cardinals, as the Eagles and the Chiefs both advance out of Championship Sunday, and we'll compete for the Lombardi Trophy coming up here in just a few weeks. Get into that here on the show today. Your thoughts about Championship Sunday. Really only one good game out of the two. Obviously, there are injuries involved in the first one, and you know, who knows what happens if Brock Purdy and his subsequent successor, Josh Johnson, don't both get hurt in that game. Maybe the 49ers keep it a little bit closer or able to compete a little bit more. But it's how the game goes sometimes, and we'll see the top two seeds in the NFL compete for the Lombardi Trophy coming up here. Dive into that coming up in a few moments. Get to a busy weekend of college hoops. Big bounce back win for the Iowa men's basketball team yesterday in the afternoon as they completed a series sweep of Rutgers, a regular season sweep of Rutgers, who'd been playing some pretty good basketball this year, continues to play well, but Iowa owns two victories over them, one on the road, one at home, after the win yesterday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Talk about that, talk about women's basketball for the weekend, and look ahead to a game we'll have for you tonight, which is Iowa State and Texas Tech. Cyclones on the men's side falling in the Big 12 SEC Challenge this weekend, getting blitzed by Missouri down in Columbia. Quick turnaround for them as they play a Texas Tech team that's you know, they might be 0-8 in Big 12 play. It seems like everybody's saying this, but it's the truth. They might be winless in Big 12 play, but they still are a solid basketball team. And we'll talk about that matchup, get a little preview of that coming up later on in the program, and take a look at the week ahead in the world of college hoops coming up on the show today. Also, I'll get to a little NBA, maybe a little baseball news here as well on the program. We do also have another chance. This is week number two of qualifying in our big game house party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. We doubled our qualifiers over the weekend for the grand prize. Both Flip, who took the Chiefs at -1.5, and Joel, who took the Iowa wrestling team to cover the 9.5-point spread Friday night in their duel against Penn State, both qualified in our big game house party giveaway coming up a week from today. So coming up Monday, February 6th. On the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM, Todd will draw the grand prize winner, which one lucky person is going to get a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee to help stock up for your big game party, plus some Circa Sports swag for your party guests, and the big one of the big pieces of the prize, a three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. We have now four qualifiers in the giveaway. We'd like to get a lot more this week, so get your thinking caps on. We'll give you the game, give you an opportunity to pick a side on the game of the day for each of our shows throughout the week, Monday through Friday, and then we'll put all the correct prognosticators, the correct contestants, into the drawing coming up a week from today. I'll give you today's game now. Please don't call Isaac now and bother him. He's a very busy man across the way here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But I will give you the game for our show. Now, remember, if you're new to the game, we're doing a different game for each show. So maybe you're not into playing the game we have here on this show. You could tune into the gym class, or you could tune in with Todd between 4 and 6 to get the game of the day from the Circa Sportsbook here on our local programming today. But the game we are picking on this program is the game I mentioned a few moments ago, Iowa State and Texas Tech from Lubbock tonight. The spread when we set this was Iowa State as a 1-point favorite. So we're going to buy you the half point. You could take either Iowa State at minus half a point or Texas Tech at plus 1.5. So Iowa State minus half a point or Texas Tech plus 1.5. That is the game. That is the line we're going to be picking. I'll give you the opportunity to call coming up sometime today before 3 o'clock. Again, 319-366-1600. We'll get qualifiers, hopefully get qualifiers all this week during our local shows here on KGYM. And good luck to the four that have qualified here so far through the first week of our Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. Let's dive right in and talk some football from yesterday. A lot of hype surrounding Championship Sunday, rightfully so, and really only one of the two games delivered. We'll start with the NFC game, and like I said, your thoughts about Championship Sunday, the good, the bad, the ugly. Your early Super Bowl pick, welcome at 319-366-1600. Start with the NFC game. You just feel awful for Brock Purdy and the 49ers in general. The first drive of the game for the 49ers, getting hurt, dealing with an elbow injury, leaving the game with that elbow injury. Still have not seen full confirmation about what exactly needs to be done to correct it, but there is some thought, and there's, you know, well, they think this, they think that, but there is a possibility at least that it might be something that needs surgery, aka Tommy John surgery, with the elbow injury, which is certainly not good news, but there is still obviously some optimism that maybe it is just a sprain that doesn't necessarily need require a massive surgery or massive reconstructive surgery. Either way, once Purdy left that game, give credit to the 49ers for sticking around and keeping it as close as it was. But in reality, when Purdy left that game, it felt over, and it pretty much was over. You look at how, first of all, the Eagles scoring in that first quarter, the catch by Devontae Smith down the sideline probably should have been challenged. The 49ers probably won that challenge. Again, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know if, you know, that makes a difference. Maybe the final score is 24-7 as opposed to 31-7 in the end. But the Eagles getting a touchdown run from Miles Sanders off that 11-play, 66-yard drive. Purdy goes down. Josh Johnson comes in, the NFL definition of a true journeyman, getting some unexpected time in the game, in this NFC Championship game. Give credit to the Niners defense, and give credit to San Francisco for sticking in it, getting a touchdown run from Christian McCaffrey. But then the real turning point in that game was the final 96 seconds of the first half, where the Eagles capped a 14-play, 75-yard drive on another touchdown run, second one of the day from Miles Sanders. And then Josh Johnson simply just dropping the snap after the Niners got the ball back. A three-play drive, three plays, 30 yards. Boston Scott runs it in from 10 yards out with 16 seconds left before halftime. And that was it turned a 7-7 game, even a 14-7 game, into 21-7. And with, quarterbacks not fully healthy, your best quarterback in Brock Purdy not fully healthy, not able to throw the ball, and you'll hear him say this in a moment, but not able to throw the ball more than 5 to 10 yards down the field, basically just doing nothing but short screen passes. You're already limited as it is. The healthy quarterback in that scenario, Josh Johnson, leaving the game with a concussion, putting Purdy right back in. There was lots of chatter about, you know, emergency quarterback Christian McCaffrey or Kyle Juszczyk for San Francisco. We saw McCaffrey attempt to pass. It did not go well. You know, that's what you get when you have a player who wasn't expecting to play quarterback on the, you know, in the days leading up to the game. But the Eagles did what they had to do. Could they have won, you know, more, you know, style points or whatever? Yeah, but they won the football game. They were the healthier team, and, you know, injuries are part of the game. And for San Francisco and for fans of, you know, Brock Purdy and George Kittle and the Niners in general, the run that they've been on, to see it come to a screeching halt, certainly, you know, upsetting. Certainly not the way the 49er fans or fans of Brock Purdy wanted things to come to an end. But that's the game. That's you know, football. And to borrow a line from a certain football coach down in Iowa City, that's football. But it truly is. Injuries are a part of the game, and just shows, you know, what I mean. Number one, having a quarterback in general, and, you know, not to, you know, toss dirt on Josh Johnson. You know, I'm sure he was ready, but going up against the Eagles defense and that pass rush, I mean, what are you going to do? It just shows you how important a healthy Brock Purdy was to that 49ers team, and losing him certainly helped, or certainly did not help them, but helped the Eagles in a sense, going up against a severely limited 49ers offense. Brock Purdy talked about getting hit in the elbow and what it felt like when he was trying to get back in that football game.
You know, my arm just felt like it stretched out. Just felt like really a lot of just shocks all over, from my elbow down to my wrist, front and back. Just pain, really, all over.
Very painful, as you heard him say. He talked about throwing after the injury, and this is where you'll hear him say he's not able to throw the ball more than 5 to 10 yards down the field, severely limiting what the 49ers could do yesterday.
I've been throwing after the hit occurred on the sideline just to see where I was at, but even in those throws, it was painful, and so I couldn't throw anything probably over 10 yards, 5 yards, so... that's why we just had some screens. Those were really our only option when I went back in.
And Purdy sharing, you know, the emotions of falling just short of the Super Bowl, failing to complete this run that the 49ers had been on, and talk just kind of about the emotions of the situation after the game too.
It just hurts. It's I'm just so sad for the older guys. You know, Fred, Trent, George, Eric Armstead, everyone, all the guys that have been through this. You know, they've obviously been to the Super Bowl in 19, and then last year in the NFC Championship, and then for this to happen, it's in the first drive, really, of, man, like, this is the kind of game we have to play after the first drive, and I'm just frustrated. But it's more sad for those guys than anything, because they deserve to go to win and to win the whole thing. And so when that happened, man, I'm just more frustrated with that and sad for him.
Brock Purdy talking after the game yesterday. Again, a 31-7 loss for the 49ers in the NFC Championship game to Philadelphia. Now on the winning side, the Eagles, the ground game certainly was there. Again, the 49er defense played very well and kept them largely in the game. But without an offense to support you, that 21-7 lead at halftime really ended up being the turning point that we talked about in that contest. Jalen Hurts ran for a score. We mentioned Miles Sanders had 2 rushing touchdowns, as did Boston Scott. Those 4 total for the Eagles. 39 if you add in the regular season and the playoffs, going all the way back to 1924. We're going to remember a team If anyone out there remembers the 1924 Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, I got to give a hat tip to ESPN Stats and Info for this one. 39 rushing touchdowns for the Eagles this year surpasses the 1924 Frankfurt Yellow Jackets for the most rushing touchdowns in NFL history. If you can remember the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, I have to come up with some sort of prize for the best memory of our listeners out there. But 39 rushing touchdowns. They've ran for three or more touchdowns. The Eagles have in both of their playoff games. And the defense, especially. Three sacks to their season tally. Now a total of 78. You add in the regular season, you add in the postseason. Together, 78 sacks on the year. And they're two away from joining another really good defense in NFL history, the 84 and 85 Bears, as the only teams with 80-plus sacks in a season, including the postseason as well. So the Eagles are moving on. The Philadelphia Eagles will head to Super Bowl 57. And they will take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who played the better of the two games on Championship Sunday as they finally got the Bengals off their back. And they're all the talk they had of, we're not paying attention to anything the Bengals are saying. We're not paying attention to the Burrowhead. What are you talking about? Cincinnati mayor? I don't know who that is. So what's going on? They were paying attention. They brought the receipts, and we'll get to those receipts and more. Talk about the AFC Championship game and take an initial look at Super Bowl 57 coming up in just a few moments. Thanks for checking out the show. It's Spencer on Sports, Monday edition of the program here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm Kason Ferris with a check of your weather first forecast. For your Monday afternoon, expect mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching in the single digits. However, wind chills will be between negative 5 and negative 10 degrees. As we head towards your Monday night, under a clear sky, expect very chilly conditions with temperatures dropping into the negative single digits with wind chills between negative 15 and negative 20 degrees. We'll warm up though as we head towards your Tuesday once again under a mostly sunny sky with high temperatures reaching into the middle teens. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's big game house party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Menards is your home improvement destination. We've got everything you need for your projects, from ceiling to floor. Why settle for a boring ceiling when there's so many acoustic and decorative options? Armstrong ceiling tiles are the best way to elevate your style to new heights. They're easy to install and add a great new look to your home. Right now, save big money on ceiling tiles. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 224, Spencer on Sports with you on this Monday afternoon. Nice sunny day out there, but it's cold, in case you have not noticed. January 30th weather for you. 319-366-1600, gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommel Camp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Talking a little football, we talked the NFC Championship game to get things started. The Eagles winning, going away in that one, 31-7. Over the quarterbackless due to injury, San Francisco 49ers from yesterday. The run coming to an end for Brock Purdy and the Niners as they lose in the NFC Championship game. So the Eagles make up one piece of the puzzle. We didn't hear from the Eagles after the game. Their head coach Nick Sirianni weighed in on winning the NFC and getting to the big game coming up in a couple weeks.
Pretty awesome. This is something you dream about your whole life, and like I said to the guys, we've all been dreaming about it, whether you were dreaming about it when you were 2, 10, 14, 18, or when you got in the NFL, this is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year. So that it's pretty special. Fans were awesome. Atmosphere was unbelievable. When you guys go into our indoor, there's always that picture in the back part of it of the 2017 NFC Championship game, and it's just the electricity of the stadium, and we're looking forward to getting another one up there, another picture up there of this special moment that we had. But looking forward to celebrating this with loved ones, and then moving on and getting this next one.
His QB1 Jalen Hurts also weighing in about the big win over San Francisco.
And the game just kind of played out in a unique way, and I think, you know, we had the first turnover. We didn't take advantage of that one. But I think the next one we did, and, we were able to take advantage of the opportunities that were given to us. And, in this time of the year, that's what you want to do. That's what matters. You want to capitalize on everything. And, we came out really hot and kind of set the tone offensively, giving us the ball. And, we found a way to get it going. You know, it looked different. You know what I'm saying? And that's been the thing of this whole entire team, this whole entire offense this year. Come out there and throw for a lot. You go out there and run for a lot. You come out there and you're just kind of efficient. That's the best defense in the league. You know, that's the best defense in the league.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts weighing in on the win there as well. So that's the NFC Championship game. We moved ahead to Arrowhead Stadium, or Burrowhead Stadium, as it was called by Bengal players and fans, hoping to continue the run of success for their quarterback Joe Burrow against the Kansas City Chiefs, a replay of last year's AFC Championship game. That was a fairly, I think, similar game to last year. The only real difference was the outcome of the game. Instead of the Bengals pulling off the upset at Arrowhead, it was the Kansas City Chiefs defending their home turf. And it was a great, great football game. Chiefs settling for field goals early on, getting a 6-0 lead. Bengals finally broke through, added a field goal. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce did what they do, not just in the postseason, but it seems like every game. Patrick Mahomes connecting with Travis Kelce for a touchdown, and then the Bengals making it a 7-point game as they drove 12 plays or 90 yards in 12 plays in just 2:03 to hit a field goal as time expired to make it a 7-point game. Incredible throw and catch from Joe Burrow to T. Higgins, tied us up at 13. Chiefs did what the Chiefs do. 77-yard drive led to a touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, the former Green Bay Packer, to make it 20-13. Bengals tie it, and then the fourth quarter happens. A lot of talk about that final play, which, you know, you look at the situation, that Patrick Mahomes running for the first down, trying to get out of bounds. Hit by Joseph Osai, the linebacker who had been playing a fantastic game in that AFC Championship game. You know, I mean, in that scenario, I hate to say, you could see it both sides, but, you know, obviously for the Bengals, you don't want that call to happen. But at the same time, you know, you need to make sure you're not doing something that can put your team in position to have that call come against you. And that's what Joseph Osai did there. Obviously, you know, he said after the game, he was in tears after the game, you know, players and fans, you know, not necessarily all that thrilled with him, but you know, that's part of the game. And Joseph Osai said, "Hey, I'm competing. I'm you know, we're trying to stop them from getting in field goal range." And ultimately, that 15-yard penalty helped them line up the game-winning field goal from Harrison Butker, a 45-yarder with 3 seconds left. And the Bengals fell short in that game. A lot of folks, you know, NFL rigged trending on Twitter. And, boy, I mean, you know, I it's not rigged. I mean, let's, you know, certainly there are people who will believe that. You know, I jokingly put a Twitter tweet, you know, oh, the Bengals got that, or the Chiefs got the do-over down, which was explained as, you know, essentially standard league protocol for when a play was supposed to be shut down or there's a miss spot, and then they get the down over, and then you get a penalty right after that on Eli Apple, a holding penalty. You know, kind of mysterious, isn't it? But honestly, it's not scripted. It's not rigged. The Chiefs won the game. They went down there and won the football game. The Bengals, you look at how they played that game, number of different opportunities in which they could have, you know, if a play here, a play there goes differently, maybe they're on the right side of this victory. Joe Burrow threw two interceptions in the game. One was that fantastic the tip drill pick by the two Chiefs defensive backs. Threw another pick earlier in the game. The Chiefs didn't end up scoring on that one, but you know, if he doesn't throw two picks and one of those drives turns into a touchdown, hey, maybe the Bengals end up winning that game. He was sacked 5 times in the game. Bengals offensive line, which played really, really well against Buffalo the week before, you could tell they were missing Alex Kappa and Jonah Williams, the two key guys on that offensive line that were a key part of their success this year, their improvement this year. They did not play. They were inactive for the game. They were still dealing with the injuries that they suffered against Baltimore. And, you know, hey, that's again, injuries are part of the game. And the Chiefs' pass rush has to be credited, especially Frank Clark, who, you know, ESPN Stats and Info shared he's now up to 13.5 career playoff sacks. had some key moments in there, as did Chris Jones. The Chiefs' defense, Chiefs' secondary playing very well, holding both T. Higgins and Jamar Chase under 100 yards receiving. Higgins did have that touchdown. Jamar Chase, 6 catches for 75 yards. He had the big one in that game that helped set up the touchdown run from Perine. Got to give the Chiefs pass rush and defense a ton of credit, and you got to give the Chiefs a ton of credit as well for kind of. I mentioned this before the break too, disguising the fact that they heard the noise. And the fact that they were going to respond to it, they came out angry. You could tell they heard it. They heard Burrowhead Stadium. They heard the Cincinnati mayor and his jokes. They heard all the they saw all the picks. You know, the Bengals are going to win. The Bengals are going to win. Oh, this is Joey B, Mr. Joe Cool, going in and winning this game. And they took it personally, and they defended their home turf. And they won the football game, and they're headed back to the Super Bowl and have a chance to hoist the Lombardi Trophy one more time here for this Chiefs team. Patrick Mahomes talked about that team, talked about the team last night playing with a chip on their shoulder and maybe responding to some of that outside noise.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places, I think. No one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. We think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
All right, AFC champions again. But Mahomes, of course, as you expect, says they're not done yet.
It's hard for me to comment on it. Me, my goal is to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, the AFC Championship is something that I'll forever remember, winning that Lamar Hunt trophy at Arrowhead Stadium. To me, the job's not finished. All you can think about is how are you going to get better? This is a great football team that we're going up against. I think you've seen that the last few weeks and this whole entire season. So I know I should take the best that we got, and that's going to take us preparing this next week and the next week after that to go out there and play our best football.
His counterpart, Joe Burrow, weighing in and giving a ton of credit. The entire Bengals players and group of players and staff being, of course, very classy in defeat. And Joe Burrow talked about the Kansas City defense and how they were able to game plan against the Cincy offense last night.
They did a good job. They had a good plan. They did a good job of creating one-on-one matchups up front to let their guys go and try to win, and they did a good job of it.
Joe Burrow after the game, looking at the final stats from the AFC Championship game. Mahomes, 29 of 43, 326 yards and two touchdowns. Neither team able to really run the football. Isaiah Pacheco with 10 carries for 26 yards for Kansas City. Samaje Perine, actually Joe Burrow, ended up being the leading rusher for the Bengals. He had four carries for 30 yards. Samaje Perine, five carries for 22 yards in the loss for Cincy. Mentioned Marquez Valdes-Scantling, six catches for a 116 and a score. Travis Kelce, seven catches for 76 yards and a touchdown. His 15th career playoff touchdown, the 13th time that Mahomes and Kelce have connected in the postseason. So the Chiefs continue this incredible run that they're on. Five straight AFC Championship games, returning to the Super Bowl, third time in the last four seasons, and now 74 wins since 2018. That's tied for the second most in a five-year span in NFL history. You got to go back to the 2014 to 2018 Patriots, who also had 74. The 03 to 07 Pats also had a lot of wins, 77 to be exact, in that same span. So incredibly good stuff from the AFC Championship game, picking up some of the mojo lost with that NFC game. But two important championship games, and now we head into Super Bowl 57 coming up in a couple weeks. It'll be Sunday, February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. Interesting stuff on this point spread. Speaking specifically about our friends at Circa Sports, they opened their line for Super Bowl 57. With Kansas City as a 2.5-point favorite, and within 15 minutes of that, the Eagles then flipped to a 2.5-point favorite. A lot of money coming in early, especially on Philadelphia. Philadelphia is, as of earlier this morning, a 2-point favorite now. The total is now sitting at 50 at Circa Sports. So some early money going towards Philadelphia. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how this line moves here over the next couple weeks. Of course, we have the Pro Bowl games this week, and then we've got the Super Bowl itself, Super Bowl week coming up next week, heading into the game next Sunday. One other piece of NFL news, this has been talked about here this week, but Sunday mid championship game news dump, but the Dallas Cowboys and their offensive coordinator Kellen Moore announcing that they're having a mutual parting of ways. So it didn't take long for Kellen Moore to find a new job. The Los Angeles Chargers bringing in Mr. Moore as their new offensive coordinator. Move was first reported by the NFL Network and comes less than 24 hours after the Cowboys reached that decision to part ways. Moore replacing Joe Lombardi, who was fired after that meltdown loss to the Jags in the wild card round in the playoffs. Kellen Moore now, of course, working with Justin Herbert and that Chargers offense going forward under Brandon Staley. So busy NFL weekends. There's only one NFL game left, and that is Super Bowl 57 coming up in a couple weeks. We'll have plenty of coverage of that. And yes, even the Pro Bowl games as we get closer and closer to this coming weekend. 2:38 on the way. We'll talk some college hoops, and we'll give you a chance to play in our big game house party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. That and more on the other side of this timeout right here on the gym.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmer State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
In every business and every community, relationships are the most important thing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bogey with FSB. As a local bank, we're committed to building relationships with customers who want to bring greater prosperity and longevity to our communities. We know it's important for our clients to understand the market, so we gladly take the time to discuss what's happening globally, nationally, and locally to help identify the ways that we can help improve your business and allow you to have an even greater positive impact here.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And just like that, we're back at 2:42, Spencer on Sports, for a Monday, January 30th of 2023. 319-366-1600, number you need to know for our talk or text line. It's also the number you need to know in our Circus Sports Big Game House Party giveaway, or the Big Game House Party giveaway, courtesy of Circus Sports Iowa. The Circus Sports Iowa app available for both Apple and Android users. You can download it today. If Isaac's ready, are you ready? He gives me the nod. Okay, we're ready. Let's give somebody an opportunity to play here on this Monday. First chance to qualify here for the new week. We are picking Iowa State and Texas Tech. Big one tonight in the Big 12 from Lubbock. Game time, 8 o'clock tonight. Iowa State at Circa is listed as a one-point favorite, so we're going to buy you the half point here. With this pick, if you're siding with Iowa State, you are giving a half a point. If you are taking Texas Tech, you are getting 1.5. So are you going Iowa State minus a half point or Texas Tech plus 1.5? I'll let Isaac pick a random caller, 319-366-1600. We'll get your info and get your pick. And you will be our latest contestant in our Big Game House Party giveaway. If you want full details about the giveaway, you can check out kgymradio.com. Don't worry if you didn't get through this time. Gym class has another chance to pick coming up between 3 and 4. And the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up today between 4 and 6. We're doing picks all week long. Grand prize drawing is a week from today. Monday, February 6th, the Todd Brommelkamp Show here at KGYM. As Isaac gets that info, we will get you the name of our contestant here momentarily. But let's take a look at college hoops from the weekend. A nice bounce back win for the Iowa men yesterday, beating Rutgers by 11 points, 93-82. Big day for Chris Murray, 24 points, 6 rebounds. Aaron Ulis continuing his stretch of solid play. Aaron Ulis with 16 points. Tony Perkins and Connor McCaffrey each chipping in 11 points in the win. Real story of the day, the real cool moment of the day. I drew a round of applause in my living room watching the game yesterday. But Patrick McCaffrey coming back, had not played in a handful of weeks, taking time away from the game to focus on his anxiety, his problems with anxiety, and returned and played and scored 9 points, made his first shot. 3 for 3 from 3-point range last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, and chipping in, and good to see him back on the court. And his head coach and his dad, Fran McCaffrey, weighed in on Patrick getting back into the game, his first action in quite a while.
It was awesome. You know, I would say that I wasn't surprised because he practiced hard yesterday and shot it really well and played really well, looked like himself. And I think the thing that was most impressive to me was that he, as soon as he got it, he raised up a shot. He didn't think about it. He didn't hesitate. He just pulled, and he did the same for the other two. So just really happy for him. You know, I've been really proud of how he has attacked this issue, been very professional about it. He's been a great teammate, and his teammates have been great with him.
Fran McCaffrey weighing in on Patrick's return to the court yesterday. Patrick getting a standing ovation from the fans in attendance at Carver. And he himself, Patrick, talked about that after the game last night.
Yeah, it was a lot. It's been a pretty emotional couple of weeks. So, you know, obviously going out there and getting the love from the Hawkeye fans was something that made me feel really great and made it feel like it was worth it to come back, and good for me to, you know, come back and work through those things. And, you know, I'm really appreciative and grateful for the Hawkeye fans that came out today. And, you know, obviously that ovation meant a lot. And it was a really emotional game, really emotional day, and it's been an emotional couple of weeks. So that all kind of came to fruition. It was great.
Another player that maybe didn't score a ton of points, but had a nice game yesterday, Josh Dix, with 8 points. He went 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. And one thing that really improved from the last game against Michigan State, where Iowa was not good from beyond the arc, not good at the free throw line, 50% from three, 12 of 24, made 29 of their 34 free throw attempts, which certainly helped them down the stretch in what was a fairly close game, even in that second half. Felt like, okay, Iowa was starting to pull away. Oh, here comes Rutgers. And we know what type of team Rutgers is defensively. And we know that they have some guys who can make some shots, work you inside, and they've certainly put up a good fight. But Iowa does get the series sweep over the Scarlet Knights here, at least in the regular season, as the Hawkeyes improve to 5-5 in conference, 13-8 overall. Rutgers with the loss, they were tied with Northwestern for second place. Rutgers now a half game back of the Wildcats, still 3.5 back of Purdue, who blitzed Michigan State yesterday. A big day for Zach Edey. Rutgers 6-4, 14-7. Mentioned Purdue yesterday, a 77-61 winner over Michigan State. Purdue a unanimous choice for the number one team in the country today when the new AP poll came out. Edey with 38-13 in the win for Purdue as the Boilermakers stay atop the AP poll this week. The other Big Ten result from yesterday, Penn State absolutely bludgeoning Michigan yesterday, 83-61. Jalen Pickett and Seth Lundy both with 20-plus. Pickett at 25. Lundy had 22 in the win for Penn State. So big win, nice bounce back win for Iowa. Quick turnaround, as we've talked about. Northwestern coming to town, the makeup game, which was postponed from the week before. They'll make that game up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Other Big Ten results, by the way, from the weekend. Northwestern getting a win over Minnesota, 81-61. Illinois, they've won 6 in a row over Wisconsin. And the way they did it at the Kohl Center on Saturday, a 22-4 run. Wisconsin rallied back to start that second half, took a 1-point lead, and it was one of those games, if you looked down and then looked up after maybe 5 minutes, It was a completely different game. That's what happened to me watching that on Saturday afternoon. Illinois was down one, and then I look up, and they're up by like 15, 16 points. Ended up winning by 10, 61-51 over the Badgers. Matthew Meyer continues to play well, 26 points for the Illini in that win over the Badgers. Badgers have lost, 6 of 7, 7 of 8. They continue in their free fall here in the 2023 season. So Illinois winner on Saturday, Maryland beating Nebraska 82-63, and Indiana, they've won 5 in a row now. They're now 6-4 in Big Ten play, climbing up the standings. They beat Ohio State, who continues to free fall as well. They've lost 7 of their last 8, Indiana winning 86-70 over Ohio State on Saturday. Big 12 action. It was the SEC Big 12 Challenge this weekend. Missouri blitzing Iowa State down in Columbia, 78-61. So the Cyclones take a non-conference loss in the SEC Big 12 Challenge on Saturday. Jaron Holmes with 19. Gabe Kalscher had 14. The Tigers making 14 three-pointers in that win over Iowa State, shot 46% from beyond the arc. Cyclones falling to 15-5 overall. As we mentioned, they play at Texas Tech tonight. Game time is 8 o'clock. We'll have coverage starting at 7 tonight here on KGYM from the Cyclone Sports Network. And that was our pick of the show today with our Big Game House Party giveaway. And Justin is our contestant. Justin from Cedar Rapids, he is taking Iowa State and the minus half a point. Justin looking to get entered into the drawing for our Big Game House Party giveaway. So good luck to Justin taking Iowa State and the minus half a point from Circa Sports tonight to beat Texas Tech. Red Raiders did win over the weekend. They beat LSU in the challenge, in the SEC Big 12 challenge, but they have not won a Big 12 game yet. They are 0-8 in Big 12 play. Some ranked teams going down as part of that challenge this weekend. How about Oklahoma absolutely blitzing Alabama 93-69? Number 2 Alabama getting manhandled by Oklahoma. Sooners had scored 50 points in that first half. Auburn going down to West Virginia. TCU losing in overtime to Mississippi State. You also had number 17 Baylor beat Arkansas. Tennessee beat Texas. Kansas State held off Florida. Kansas beat Kentucky as well as part of that Big 12 SEC challenge over the weekend. Northern Iowa falling to Indiana State on Saturday in men's action. Drake beating Belmont 79-61 on Sunday. The women's side of things, the Iowa women getting a win. They're now in the top 10, further up into the top 10, now number 6 in the country on the women's side of things, as they held off a pesky Nebraska team. Nebraska winning the first quarter, winning the fourth quarter, making it seem closer than it was, but to the Iowa women beating Nebraska, almost another triple-double for Caitlin Clark, 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists for Iowa's Caitlin Clark in that win over Nebraska. Hawkeyes, another tough one coming up. Maryland comes to town for action coming up on Thursday. Iowa State women, a winner over Oklahoma. Win over number 14, Oklahoma. Big night for Ashley Jones, 32-7 in an 86-78 win on Saturday in Ames. They'll travel to K-State coming up on Wednesday. And then Saturday in the Missouri Valley, you had Drake falling to Missouri State, 64-54. UNI beating Southern Illinois, 94-81. So plenty of basketball going on this weekend, and plenty more basketball to come as we wrap up January and head into February. 2:53, quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
Every pro was an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Yeah, just like that, we're back here in the KGYM studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, wrapping up Spencer on Sports here for a Monday. We're back tomorrow covering hoops, covering football, covering anything going on in the sports world. We'll talk about it here on the show from 2 until 3 every Monday through Friday here on KGYM. Listen in to the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Not only does Todd have a chance to play, by the way, and so does the gym class in our Big Game House Party giveaway, Todd all this week has a chance to win a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. If you're looking to give a wonderful gift this Valentine's Day, what better way to do it? Whether you're giving the gift card itself or you want to put it towards a gift for your special someone, Todd has a chance to win that gift card from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today and all this week right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. NBA this weekend and NBA tonight as well. Saw a lot of people in my my Twitter timeline, even some on Facebook, posting about the Kings and the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards versus De'Aaron Fox. That's why everybody was posting about it, right? No. Luka Garza versus Keegan Murray. Had the first of two meetings back-to-back between those two teams up in Minnesota. T-Wolves got the best of Sacramento on Saturday night. Minnesota winning 117-110. Behind 34-10 from Anthony Edwards. Luka had 0 points in 4 minutes of action. Meanwhile, Keegan had 8 points. I know they had a nice little greeting and handshake before the game. And those two teams will play again tonight up in the Twin Cities. So if you're looking for something to watch, something to follow tonight, aside from the college hoops, that certainly will be one of those options. Bulls a winner on Saturday night, beating Orlando 128-109. The Bucks beating New Orleans behind 50 from Giannis, 135-110 yesterday in Milwaukee. Talk a little bit more about the NBA throughout the week here as we get towards the All-Star break for the association. Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow at 2 right here on KGYM. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way from 4 to 6. See you tomorrow.